Chaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Pashyate Deshatarine. Chintamani prakarasadamashu kalpa breksha laksha briteshu surabhir abhipalayantam lakshmi Sahasrachat samrama Sevyamanam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami Vinam Kanantamarabindadalayataksham Varahabhatam samachitam mudachundarangam Kandatpakotikamani abhisheshashobham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Alola Chandra Kalasha Banamala Bangshi Eratnangadam Pranayakeli Kalabilasham Shyamam Tribhangalalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Angani Yachya Sakalendriya Brittimanti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiram Jaganti Ananda Chinnaya Sadhu Jalabhi Grahasyam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Adaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantirupam Adyam Purana Purusham Nabayobanam Cha Vede Sudurlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto Govindamadi ఆది పురుషం తమాం భజామి. గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమాం భజామి. పంతాస్తు కోటి శతవత్సర సంప్రగమ్యో వాయోరతాపి మనసో ముని పుంగవానం శోప్యాస్తి యత్ ప్రపదచిమ్ని అభిచింత తత్వే గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమాం భజామి. గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమాం భజామి. రామాది మూర్తిషు కలనియమేన తిష్టన్ నానాబతానల కరో భువనేషు కింటు కృష్ణా స్వయం శమభాత్ పరమ పుమాన్యో గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమాం భజామి. గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమాం భజామి. గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమాం భజామి. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ దన్నగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే. హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Rama Rama Hare Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama.
And from within, he tries to convince the living entity that his activities in the material field are not conducive to real happiness. Just give it up and turn your fate toward me, then you'll be happy, he says. Thus the intelligent person who places his fate in the Paramatma or the Supreme Personality of Godhead begins to advance toward a blissful eternal life of Dallas. So one of the most important unique principles in the Vaishnava theology is the understanding of the Lord or of the existence of God in three aspects. So here Lord Krishna is explaining himself that about this Paramatma. Paramatma is the expansion of the Supreme Lord, of God Himself, and who guides every living being. That includes the plants, the animals, then the microbes, the birds, and every living being is actually guided by Paramatma. Paramatma is from within. The Lord expands, but there's a theological conception in the Vaishnava tradition is unique. And also it's very scientific in the sense that it explains all the different aspects of the Supreme Lord. Because Supreme Lord is unlimited, but at the same time, He manifests in so many different aspects. But among these three aspects of the theological conception of the Lord, of God, in the Vaishnava tradition, is actually complete. It is a complete understanding of the presence of God, or Krishna, in the Vaishnava tradition. It's like in Christianity, even many theologians say that the other forms of life do not have the soul. So this is very surprising in the theological conception. How is it possible that the animals do not have the soul? Or the birds? So they say only the human beings have the soul. And so this has been argued in different contexts. But in the Vaishnava tradition, these things are very clearly defined. That what is the role of the soul? That soul is called Jivatma, the individual soul. But God's representation within the body of the living being is called Paramatma. Paramatma means the super soul is the expansion of the Supreme Lord Himself in this Paramatma form to guide every living entity. So because of the presence of Paramatma, that you see, there are so many, let's say, thoughts come in the life of an individual. But to actually perform or to execute these ideas that come in the life of a person, or the vision that a person has, actually the Paramatma has to sanction, has to guide the individual. Because alone, the Jivatma is helpless. But only by the sanction of the Paramatma, that the living entity is able to do something. So this is say for example, a gardener. So you plants, who's gardening, who's a very nice, let's say, flowers, flower plants. But at the same time, the way that he's trying to make this beautiful garden, then these ideas come in the mind of this person, this individual, this gardener. And he thinks that, well, if the plant is arranged this way, then it will have a beautiful flower. And then when the flowers bloom, then it will look very wonderful, it will be very beautiful. But the actual guiding in doing all these things, all these ideas, actually is given by the blessing of Paramatma. The individual is doing it, but the ideas, the inspiration of doing things, arranging things, are just like an artist. Artist makes a beautiful painting. And so he visions certain conceptions about the scenery or about the beautiful form of the Lord. Or something very artistic, something very is coming, from this person, from this artist. But how does it come from? Well, it comes from by the blessings of Paramatma within. Just like we say, well, Michelangelo is a very well-known sculptor, a wonderful artist, and is a famous artist and a singer, as someone who is a beautiful poet, like author. So these are wonderful compositions and these works of art, even not only art, but in all fields of human activities. So these works are actually given by the blessings of Paramatma, the expansion of the Supreme Lord Himself. So this is actually one of the aspects to argue about the existence of God. Today people are arguing whether God exists or not. But the fact that we are experiencing these things in our human activities, so these are definitely the indications that the Lord is there. So therefore in the Vaishnava theology, it's called Krishna consciousness, or Vaishnava culture, the conception or the principles about the divine, these divine principles are very clearly outlined in about the existence of God. So here, the Lord Krishna is describing about the presence of Paramatma within every living being. So Paramatma is actually to those who are sincere, who are looking for the transcendental knowledge. Therefore, the Paramatma from within guides. It's like all of a sudden, in the life of a person, something happens, and he or she wanders around, and because something's happened in his or her life, and on the way of his wandering, then he encounters a certain, let's say, personality. And then somehow, by the inconceivable arrangement of the Lord, then there's a dialogue between that these two personalities, and so this wandering soul gets enlightened. And so, just like Narada Muni goes from in space, from planet to planet, and then he encounters many, many sincere souls, and then he gives transcendental knowledge. But this wandering process is actually helped by Paramatma, by Paramatma within. And just like you see in the ordinary course of life, we see many beautiful birds. So these birds, when they have their babies, but the babies are such that, these mothers are so concerned for the well-being of the babies, including the birds. And you see that the birds bring this this little food, and the baby is waiting for the food. But who is guiding that? The Paramatma within this bird, mother bird, in the body of the mother bird, Paramatma is guiding, and so he is instructing everything to this mother, and it helps the baby. in my room in Calcutta, I have an office, and so what happens is that for the last few years, there is a bird family. There is an air conditioner outside, and so this is on the fourth floor. So this one bird family comes every year, and then he makes his home there, and I don't disturb this bird because it's always, this at the time of the season, when the season comes, that the babies should come out, so they make their little home because it is very protected on the top floor and nobody is disturbed, and I'm inside, but the bird is, I can see it from my room, and they're all doing their activities there. Sometimes I watch what these birds are doing. And I have the eggs, and then two birds, maybe the family, the husband and wife. And so they have the eggs laid. And then after some time, the baby comes out. And the baby makes all the time a little noise, because what happens is that early in the morning, they get up very early in the morning, about 4:30 in India, and they started making some sound, a noise, because I'm right there. I mean, but they don't see me from outside, but I see from inside. So what if these birds go out for bringing some food for these little babies, and then the bird feed them. And so I was watching the function of the Paramatma, and the Lord is guiding even these little birds, very, very nice to watch that how this whole living system is working under the guidance of the Supreme Lord. And so in this way, One can have, when one thinks a little more carefully, then we can see the presence of Paramatma within each one of us. And but therefore, this is a very important principle in Vaishnava theology. And the other aspect is called the Brahman aspect of God. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti. So these are three transcendental aspects of the Lord. One is called Brahman aspect of God. One is the Paramatma aspect of God. One is the Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So these three aspects are understood. Three aspects of God in Vaishnava theology is very well explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Brahman is generally by the monist. Monist means they don't have any distinction between the Jivatma and the Paramatma. So they think that everything is one. But this is not accepted in the Vaishnava understanding. But at the same time, this is the one form of a transcendental form of the Lord. So this is called a Brahman. The impersonal aspect of the Lord is also there. The impersonal aspect, now in the study of let's say the universe, the scientists are studying about the nature of the universe. They see that the very orderly nature, like the sun is rising in the morning from the east, and it sets, and according to the seasons, there's a certain changes of time. So these are all going very regularly. So this orderly nature, and say they think that this is some kind of the intelligent arrangement. So this is some kind of a cosmic conception of the existence of the Lord. So these are impersonal understanding about the existence of Lord is also recognized in the Vaishnava theology. It's called the Brahman aspect of God. So these are generally the regular scientists or the scientists who don't study any of the theological principles very seriously, that they have certain conceptions about God. In this way, they have just a little glimpse. Like I said, people talk about Einstein. Einstein's God. Today, there are many people are writing books called Einstein's God, Einstein's Cosmic Religion. I mean, in the recent history, many scientists are writing along these lines. But this conception of God is impersonal, the impersonal aspect of the Lord. Because we also have impersonal means the energy that's coming from the individual. We also have impersonal energy. So this aspect is called the Brahman aspect of God. And the third aspect is called Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the Supreme Personality, because the Lord has His personality, His form, His transcendental body. So this aspect is worshipped by the devotees of the Lord, in a personal relationship. So this is called the Bhagavan aspect of the Supreme Lord. And Paramatma is generally worshipped by the yogis who meditate on the Paramatma within. So in this way, these are different, personalities are attracted to these three different forms of the Lord. But in the devotional service, in pure devotional service, in the Vaishnava theology, the one has to relate with the Supreme Personality. Because that way, the devotion means bhakti. Bhakti means it is a bhakti marga, or the bhakti relationship with the Supreme. You cannot expect any response from an impersonal source. So therefore, it has to be related with the Supreme Person. That's like we can talk each other, because in the personal relationship, and we can understand each other. So similarly, in order to understand the Lord from a devotional point of view, so one has to recognize about the personality aspects of the Supreme Lord. So therefore, pure devotional service can only be connected when the Lord is worshipped in His personal form. So therefore, in Krishna Consciousness Movement, in ISKCON, our primary focus is on this worship of the Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, as a Supreme Person. And so this way, these transcendental aspects of the Lord can be understood. And so in the Vaishnava theology, everything is contained in a complete form, that in these different aspects, three aspects, the Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti. So, therefore, the Vaishnava theology is a very complete form, is available and the our in ISKCON, in International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we practice in this principle of understanding the Supreme Lord as a bhakta. We are all called bhaktas. Bhakta means servants of the Supreme Lord. And so this is a devotional process. This can be practiced in 9 different aspects. It's called Navabhira Bhakti, means there are 9 processes of devotion, being engaged in the service of the Lord. Sarvanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. So there's a hearing and a chanting and remembering. So these 3 aspects are very prominent in the, it is a 9 process of devotional practice. Therefore, chanting. Why we chant all the time? Because the scriptures say in this age of Kali that Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranata. So in this age of Kali, Kali means the age of Sastra's quarrel, or this is a very, you know, this millennium that we are in is not very well structured for devotional practice, because there are so many disturbing elements. But in this age of this disturbing time, this millennium, that the best way, the most important way to develop this understanding of God, and also trying to understand about the ultimate goal of life, is always to chant. It's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the prescribed, let's say, process in the age of Kali. Therefore, in ISKCON, we are practicing the same. In the Kali Yuga, this is chanting of this Maha Mantra is the Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma Harinama Mahasankirtan. So this is the, in a nutshell, the basic philosophical principles and theological principles of Krishna consciousness. So I request that everyone takes this very seriously, and also can request others to imbibe this culture. It's culture for the well-being of the individual. So in this way, life could become much more smooth sailing, in the sense that the other disturbances cannot distract as an individual, because when one knows how to, try to reach that goal, that particular goal, so when one is working in that direction, and one will be able to gather strength and also wisdom, so in this way one can proceed further and further in life's journey. Life is very, the journey is sometimes it's not very plain sailing. Sometimes you have to encounter several difficulties, but then if we have this wisdom and the strength, then we do not lose hope. So we always try to find some ways and means and blessings of the Lord to overcome these difficulties. And this confidence, this self-confidence, and also this strength, how to go on in this life's journey, this is very important, this confidence. And so when the goal is understood, and you have this confidence, and you have the support, you have the help from the Supreme Lord and from the Vaishnavas, and there's nothing to fear. And you proceed, you get this strength. And so in this way, the journey will be by blessings of the Lord, will be successful. And the Prabhupada says that ultimately the function of the human being is that to try to go to get Godhead. He says to return home to back to Godhead. Because you're wandering too long in this material world, that how the Lord has mercifully arranged so that we can go back to our original home. So in this way, goal of Krishna consciousness is very well set. And so we just have to make a sincere effort so that we can proceed without having any disturbance. So, stop here. Anybody has any comments? Questions? While the intention is very pure, while the sincere desire is very pure, when the heart becomes very clean, when our heart becomes very clean, and remove all the impurities from the heart, and so I think we have to be concerned about the purity of the heart, purity of intention, and the purity of service, purity of action, and so it is a principles, and definitely it is possible that because ultimately the living entity wants to be happy. All the living entities want to be happy. Ultimate, not only the simple happy, but the perfection of happiness. So that is the primary purpose of the becoming engaged in devotional service or in spiritual life, to get the ultimate happiness. In the process of doing that, just like when a person is diseased, that unless that disease is removed, then the person will suffer. Therefore, in order to develop this purity, we have to constantly, even although there may be some unwanted thoughts come, but by constantly trying and always praying for the blessings of the Lord, we have to get our heart very clean. Pure and remove all the impurities and these anarthas, this come and go, but they by constantly praying, and it should be possible, and also by the blessings of the acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas, the Vaishnavas, and by blessings of the Supreme Lord, we have to have this confidence that it is definitely possible that the Lord, by the blessings of the Lord, we sincerely go in that direction, then definitely it is because the nature of the living entity is to attain this happiness. This is everybody will be confident that yes, that is true. That I want to be happy. Nobody says that I don't want to be happy. Nobody says that. Everybody will say yes, I want to be happy, and so. We have to request everyone that yes, in order to find this real happiness, perfect happiness, then we have to follow these principles. Then only then it is possible. So this we have to try to convince ourselves first, and then we have also try to distribute this message to for the welfare of people at large. That is the function of the sadhus. Sadhu means devotees of the Lord have dedicated their life in presenting this culture for the welfare of humanity. So, sadhu, satitikshava, karanaka, we have to be very tolerant, and we have to develop ourselves in compassion for other living beings, and then we have to develop all these
quality so that we'll be able to render some humble seva. So with this principle, and also we should try to, if we have any differences of, let's say, opinion or misunderstanding, we should try to resolve in a very nice, let's say, dialogue, discussion. And so in this way, by opening our heart and by clearing my impurities, and then it should be possible to establish this principle. And so in this way, the movement will expand and become bigger and bigger. So, and by the blessings of the Lord, that will happen. So, our Mataji, you are coming from local? Are you from here? From so you come regularly to the temple? Yeah, so this is very nice. Switzerland is seems as a very I feel that's very conducive for practicing spiritual culture. I think the setting, the mountains and the lakes and the environment is, I think, plays a very important role. It's like when you go on the foothill of the Himalayas, it automatically has a spiritual environment. And the foothill of the Himalayas, the river Ganges is coming in multiple branches, and the landscape, and the Himalayan mountains, and the environment has a lot of factor, and then in the mind becomes very feel very adjusted to the desire to see some spiritual sights. And Switzerland seems like, I feel that as this kind of environment is, especially if we go out of the city a little bit, we go a little bit on outcast, there's this type of feeling. Right? It's a good place for meditation, for practicing spiritual life. This is called in the mode of goodness. And goodness is a in the city there may be some passionate some kind of activities, but the overall is called of the, and you see that the environment seems like very nice for practicing, let's say, spiritual culture. I have seen any parts of the world, and at Switzerland seems like there's atmosphere, kind of peaceful, very conducive for spiritual practice. We are all very fortunate to be here in Switzerland. Can inspire many others. So, thank you for coming, and let me stop here. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, jai Gaurav Prabhanande.